Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila and Verity Baptist Church Pampanga. Just want to make a quick video just letting people know today is the 25-year anniversary of the passing of Curtis Hudson. And Curtis Hudson was my personal favorite preacher of the 20th century. And, you know, I actually wasn't even saved when he actually passed away and he went home to heaven. But for those of you that aren't really familiar with Curtis Hudson, he was a very strong defender in terms of salvation. You know, he didn't hold back any punches. His sermon, Another Gospel, that I heard a long time ago, probably 14 years ago, really kind of changed my life and changed my understanding as I went to a church that was teaching a Calvinist repentance of sins message. And, you know, that sermon really helped me realize how big of a heresy, you know, it was, lordship, salvation, and repentance of sins. And from that moment, I realized this is not something we can just agree to disagree on. And so, life-changing sermon for me. I'd been saved for maybe, you know, 2 years when I heard that sermon, and it is an awesome sermon. And he's a real strong defender on not just salvation, but he also, at the end of his life, was a really strong defender on the King James Bible and things such as that. And really, really great Christian. Loved soul winning, went soul winning all the time. And so, you know, kind of in honor of him, I'm going to be preaching kind of two sermons on Sunday to kind of remember him, so to speak. And one of the sermons is going to be on soul winning, and the other sermon is going to be on bringing people to church. And we're kind of using this event. It's a great timing for us in terms of our spring program leading up to Easter over the next 5 or 6 weeks to try to bring visitors to church. And we're having a competition at our church. And we're breaking it down by teams. We have three different teams, depending on where your name is, your last name in the alphabet. So we're dividing into three different teams, and whichever team brings the most visitors to church leading up until our Easter service is going to win, you know, and get a reward. And I went to a Baptist church that did this sort of competition, but they did it with Sunday school classes. Now, obviously, as a new IFB church, like, we don't have Sunday school classes. You know, we don't operate our church in that way. But I do remember it being a very fun competition and very helpful. And we were all motivated. Everybody we got saved, we were trying to get their information, trying to contact them, trying to bring them to church. And it was really helpful to bring new visitors to church. It was a lot of fun. And we're kind of trying to bring that excitement here in the Philippines and really trying to just work as a team. And we're going to do all of our pairing with people that are on the same team. So that way, as opposed to people on different teams pairing up for soul winning on Sundays and things such as that. So it's a real exciting time. But I just want to make this video, you know, for some of you maybe that you're not familiar with who Curtis Hudson is. There were some great preachers in the old IFB. And the old IFB, for the most part, has really changed, especially over these last, 10 years. I've seen a major change just since the time I've been saved and been in IFB. But Curtis Hudson was definitely one of the really solid, strong defenders on salvation, loved soul winning, preached hard. And, you know, I just wanted to mention this video because he had a bigger impact on me than any old IFB preacher that there is out there. You know, his sermon, Another Gospel, really kind of changed my life and helped me get a better understanding of salvation and just the heresy of the other side. So anyways, just want to make this video to kind of remember him. And thank you and God bless.